Ladies and gentlemen, please say good morning. Welcome back to 710 KNUS. He hit a home run with what happened with John Hickenlooper. We got you on there. Good morning. Congressman Beaupre, good morning. Welcome back to 710 KNUS, the morning show.
How are you, Peter?
You know, I'm good. I'm really good. I heard the replay of Kelly and Company when it slips out that, in fact, John Hickenlooper very well may, if you win, pardon all of these creeps or give them the pass. They will never be executed. Let's begin on a positive note. Your thoughts about that?
Well, it sounds like a threat, doesn't it, Peter? I mean, it's a threat in the middle of the political season, and they're playing with the Colorado law. It's playing with the will of the voters. It's the worst offense in all of it, Pete, and I'm guessing you probably agree with me on this. The victims of the families, or the families of the victims from that terrible tragedy to over 20 years ago, you and I were both here then, those folks have been waiting now 20 years, thought that they had finally figured out when their day of justice was going to arrive. Judge had set the date for the execution. John Hickenlooper intervenes with this new invention, new to me anyway, of a temporary reprieve, kick the can down the road, I can't figure it out, let the next guy deal with it, a kind of an executive order. And then he makes it even worse, in my opinion, by reopening that wound yet again with the thought of, well, if I don't win the election, maybe we just grant clemency. And the wound is now even more raw. And the following morning, after that story comes out, yesterday morning, he goes on Denver Media and says, no, that was just hypothetical. It didn't really mean clemency. I haven't changed my position at all. Well, Peter, if you can figure out exactly what's inside John Hickenlooper's head, please tell me. Yeah. I don't think anybody can, including himself.
Now, I watched Channel 9 has this little vignette of him talking and this guy saying, explain yourself. He doesn't explain himself, but the guy Channel 9 accepts that as his answer. It's called the nuclear option. He was going to, if he got, my belief is if you beat him, at least at that point, and who knows what will happen now, he was going to give reprieves to all of these people. I believe that he's been so influenced, or maybe that's the real John Hickenlooper. I think you've tried to make the point no one knows who this guy is.
Well, and not only on this issue. I mean, this is the one that's raw right now and the one we're all talking about. But we've seen it over and over again with this would-be energy compromise. He goes through this tortured process of trying to make everybody happy somehow. The old Rodney King, can't we all just get along? Let's just talk this through. Sooner or later, we'll all find that middle ground, that compromise. And, you know, that's nice maybe in theory back in the 60s when we were all still just kids. But it's not reality. I mean, some issues, especially when you're a governor, require you, as you raise that hand and take the oath to enforce the laws of the state of Colorado, require action. Require decisive action. That's what John seems to have a very, very difficult time doing, and why at this point, 4 years into his first term, almost a full 4 years, we're still trying to figure out who is John Hickenlooper and what's he all about.
Using that statement, we want a man who, or a woman who is decisive, who is a person of action. Let's assume that you've won and you take office, and you're now the governor. Common Core, the education bureaucracy that I think is extremely politically correct, far left of center, is in Colorado right now. It's being brought here with a lot of money that comes with it. I know the Denver Public Schools, Channel 9, did a horrible piece lionizing Common Core. I give you the magic wand, Governor. Would you stop Common Core if you become governor?
Yes. We don't need a government intervention, a federal government intervention in our classrooms in Colorado. Nobody loves kids more than mom and dad, and that's really where it ought to begin. When we start making the decisions where and how our children are educated, we ought to trust first and foremost mothers and dads.
Yes, that's right.
To figure out the best place to get that done.
So
local communities.
Yeah, I knew last night we were going to talk, and I made a list of things, but I love it that you just said you would stop Common Core. Hickenlooper has welcomed Common Core.
Stop it.
Stop it. Good. Let's see if this turns up something. Good. All right, number two. We know that Hickenlooper has welcomed these illegal children who have come into this country. Would you allow Colorado to continue to receive these, quote, undocumented, whatever they are, fill in the blank, no matter how old they are or how young they are, would you stop that?
Yeah, they've got to stay on the border, Pete. They shouldn't even be allowed in the border. But to bring them this far inland makes it that much more difficult to send them back home.
Thank you.
Yep, done.
So here's a really curveball. Would you send Colorado NGs to the border to help Rick Perry's NGs, National Guard?
If Rick Perry or another governor requested it, I'd certainly step up and do my part.
So
I think,
wow. You're, the guy always said, you're killing me, Smalls. You would, if you're winning my vote here. So you would stop Common Core. If Governor Perry asked you, hey, Governor Hickenlooper, send me some reinforcements, some guys, the NGs and others, you would indeed send some Colorado NGs down to help Rick Perry's Texas NGs on the border.
Yeah, only I wouldn't be Governor Hickenlooper. I'd be Governor Beaupre.
I said Beaupre. I said Hickenlooper. Right. John Hickenlooper wouldn't even take the phone call. And you would stop allowing these illegal kids to come in here.
Yeah.
You know that.
This has been a long time in coming. You know that, Pete.
I agree.
This has happened because of a failed will of Washington, and particularly Barack Obama, and they've sent every signal that you get here. You probably heard the same interview I did. A Border Patrol agent, I thought, said it very well. He was asked these many, many weeks ago when this issue erupted. He was interviewed, I think it was a Fox reporter, but it didn't really matter. But a reporter said, so what's it like down here? He said, you know, people used to cross the border and we'd catch them and we'd send them back. Now they cross the border and they catch us.
That's right.
They kind of literally come right up to us and say, we're here, take care of us. And he said, that's what our orders now tell us to do. And why do you think they keep coming?
When Bill Ritter was governor and John Hickenlooper was mayor, replacing Wellington Webb, Wellington Webb proclaimed Denver, Colorado to be a sanctuary city. Without a doubt, we did a campaign, put up billboards at the time, you know, relax, you made it, welcome to sanctuary. John Hickenlooper denied any of that, but we have all the paperwork where Wellington Webb, outside of Rosalinda's restaurant, proclaimed Denver a sanctuary. Ritter brought that policy to the state level, and it's been reinforced by John Hickenlooper. Nobody calls ICE. You let people go. Driver's licenses for illegals. You're now the governor. What would you do with sanctuary policy?
Well, whether it's written down somewhere that you're a sanctuary or you just are in fact, and everybody knows it, it's the same difference, and that's where we're at. So laws, we've gotten into this mess since the mid-80s because of a failure to enforce the law. The rule of law matters, Pete, and I'll take an oath to enforce the rules of law, and that would be one of them. One of the big issues that all governors have is the impact of the failure of Washington to act. This is one of many places, and one of my pledges in a thing we called Liberty's Promise is to reestablish state sovereignty and to push back, take them to court if we have to, the federal government on a whole multitude of issues. You mentioned Common Core. That's one. Certainly immigration enforcement is a big one.
Yeah.
And I think an alliance of governors, a coalition, I call it, of governors, like-minded governors, can have an enormous impact in getting the federal government to finally get off its duff. Both parties have played politics with this for a long, long time, and you know, if somebody comes to the conclusion that they don't want a solution, either party, that's a pretty easy solution to get to because it appears that they really don't. But who gets impacted? Who pays the price eventually? It's the states who get impacted. So that's why governors need to stand up and on behalf of their citizens and their states.
Yeah. So you would do everything in your power as governor. We have a state that has a strong governor. You would stop sanctuary policies. You would give the green light to law enforcement. You would do everything you can to override cities like Denver and their sanctuary policies.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what governors are supposed to do is speak
Indeed.
Out on behalf of
they
their
are.
State.
They
yeah.
are. So just a couple of things here. You would stop Common Core. You would,
yes.
if Rick Perry would ask for Colorado's NGs, you would send them to the border. You would not take in any more illegal kids. You would stop everything you possibly can on sanctuary policy. It was brought in by Roy Romer, Wellington Webb. It was further down the line by John Hickenlooper and Bill Ritter. And, of course, one of the things that we saw, and I need to take a pause here, as you understand, you do fill in talk radio. Can we keep you through hold?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you.
I want to bring back, sure. There's a couple other ones on the list. So far, you've knocked the ball out of the park. Go over again. You would stop Common Core if you were governor. You would send the NGs if Rick Perry asked them. You would not take any more sanctuary policy illegal kids here. You would do everything you could in your power to stop sanctuary and sanctuary methods, including putting spines back in law enforcement. You know, the ICE people got away with everything when, and you knew this, that whole sad story of Corey Voorhees. You saw them up close and personal.
You and I knew it as well as anybody, Peter.
Absolutely. All right, hang on, sir. We'll bring you back.
This is Peter Boyles, News Talk 710, KNUS.
I take you there. Wednesday, we got rain in the cab, but I tell you, I feel real good. I do. I've gotten all these text messages from my boys about our guest. Wednesday morning, the 29th of August, we have about two minutes left. He was kind enough to give us that 15-minute segment. This is gubernatorial hopeful Bob Beaupre, Republican hopeful, former congressman. And I made a list. I got to be honest with you. You and I, you know, we've had good talks. I made a list of things last night when Case told me you're going to come on the show. Let's do a quick recap. If you become governor and you got my vote, Common Core, you'll do everything in your power to stop Common Core. John Hickenlooper welcomed Common Core. And there are others, as you know, other states in the country have kicked Common Core out.
Yep.
If Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, who I believe you know, I think you guys are friends.
Yeah, I do know Rick. I don't think he's going to call, but I'd take the call and I'd answer.
Yeah, I say, and if he said, hey, Governor Beaupre, I need, that sounds good right now, Governor Beaupre, I need some guys on the border to help my guys. You would in fact help him.
I don't think he's going to call, but I'd help him, yeah.
Yeah. You would not bring any more of these illegal children that Barack Obama is welcoming into this country. You would not, best of your abilities, all of your power, you would keep them out of Colorado.
Best thing we could do for those children is keep them with their families and send a clear message they're not going to be allowed to come across the border.
And
so, yes.
And the official policy of Colorado, everyone knows it, or unofficial policy, is sanctuary, proclaimed by Wellington Webb, continued by, by Roy Romer, continued by Bill Ritter, continued by John Hickenlooper as mayor, continued by the sitting mayor, Michael Hancock, and, of course, as John Hickenlooper as governor. You would do everything in your power, and I want to put in there illegals getting driver's licenses, your thoughts about that, if you would.
Yeah, what you've got to do is enforce the law, Pete. We've been relaxing laws, ignoring laws for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
And that has consequences.
What would you like? What else would you like to say? What else should I ask you?
I want to make Colorado great again, Pete. And that's to put it in simplest terms. We've got government on the people now. It's supposed to have been of, by, and for the people. We've got it exactly opposite. When you ask folks, anybody, you know, what's driving you nuts? It's government getting in the way. Government not just stepping on my toes, but their boot up around my neck. For me, it's a fairly simple question. Do you trust government or do you trust people? And what made this the greatest state and the greatest nation on God's green earth is by trusting in people. Some might think that sounds corny, but that is the great truism that founded this nation. And I think is at the heart of this great state. That's what's going to guide me. The other fairly profound word. Is freedom. Freedom always worked pretty well. And whether they come after your gun rights, whether they come after your property rights, whether they come after your taxes, or they regulate you to death, when government infringes on your freedom, you're no longer as free as you once were. And that's what I think is the biggest problem in America today. It goes back to what Reagan famously told us. When government expands, freedom necessarily contracts.
Always.
Yeah, I mean, I think he even likened it to one of the laws of physics. That's just the way it works. So we're going to go through, We're going to analyze everything the government does, every agency, every rule, every regulation. We're going to invite people like you and your listeners to tell us, here's where government's got it wrong, and we're going to root out everything we can that is not pro-job, pro-opportunity, pro-freedom, and get this state moving again, be the kind of state that I grew up in and the reason I'm still here.
Two quick things. One is getting overwhelming emails right now. Peter, thank you. He has my vote. That's interesting from a fellow. The other one is, would you support, this is one I wrote down last night, would you support arming teachers in public schools in Colorado?
Well, I think that's one of the mistakes we've made is try to have these gun-free zones. When you do that, you basically send a message to the bad guys that, you know, look here, whether it's a college campus or our schools. I wish we lived in a society where we didn't have to worry about such things, but we all know that that's not reality. If you can't, you know, you may not like reality, but you got to deal with it. And protecting our kids, public safety is a very big deal to me, Pete. We failed on so many levels, and sometimes we fail simply because we want to wish and hope the evil away, and evil does exist. We've got to be prepared to protect ourselves, and especially the most vulnerable of us, our kids, from evil when it's out there.
Would you set an execution date for Nathan Dunlap if you become governor?
Well, I'll start that process in motion. I don't think it's mine to set. I think that's the court, but absolutely. To answer your question, the answer is yes.
Have a great weekend. Thank you, sir. I know you went past your time.
Please.